I'd been in the Philippines a few days before the typhoin struck. Just coincidentally, happened to be traveling there. There was a group of us were going to help do a building project with 10 foundations, and it was pretty awful. I'd never experienced anything like it. But where we were on our island, it's the main island, Luzon, was not too badly hit. It was just superficial damage. But we decided that we couldn't just sit there. We seen the pictures that everybody around the world was seeing. We realised how bad it was, and we thought we have to do something. We can't just sit here and do nothing when we're there. And
So you took yourselves over to the island of Panay.
yes, Panay. We've been getting a few donations online specifically for they call it Yolanda, by the way, in the Philippines. That's the local name, so I've been used to calling it Yolanda. And we went to Manila, we hired a truck, and we loaded up with tarpaulins and blankets, sleeping mats. We bought a bit of food, some rice and sardines, and came back and headed off. I drove our own van, and we hired a truck, and we headed to Panay. We did a bit of research, and we found out some of the islands that were particularly badly hit, so that we could go there.
So you ended up at one stage anyway in a place called Kalibo.
Kalibo, yes.
Kalibo. You have a woman there, Joy, who runs things in the Philippines for Tan Foundation there.
That's right, yeah.
What was it like there? Any idea of what you were going to find?
No, not really, Wendy. It was pretty bad when you're standing there amongst it, and the houses are just flat. The destruction was, I've never seen anything like it. I can't believe, as I say, I experienced the typhoon when it came through our area, but I can't imagine what it was like for the people there. Now, luckily enough, they've been quite well prepared, and a lot of them had been brought to evacuation centres, so there wasn't that many deaths. I think 100 and something in that particular area, but there was something like 400,000 people, 10,000 homes totally destroyed in that one area.
Just like that, and it
just
literally
like that,
was really, wasn't
totally
it? Yeah.
destroyed. Yes.
So they have nothing really.
They have nothing, and we spoke to. There was an army convoy on one of the ferries that we were on, and I was speaking to one of the soldiers, and he said they've lost everything, and the aid agencies, they've been getting rice and things like that, but they haven't got anything to cook it in. So a simple thing like a small cooking pot was essential for them. So the next time we go, we're hoping to do another little aid, if we can raise a bit of money in January.